The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Tax Day. Yay, happy tax day. How you guys doing? You feeling good about tax day? Oh, man. I got my taxes done early. I'm really, really surprised. I had my poop together, but I did. So my taxes got done early, and I didn't owe this year. That's what I do now. Since I don't want to owe, I tell the government to take out more than they need. I mean, it goes against any grain in my body of giving the government any more money than they need because you doubt you're going to get it back. But I got to tell you, one time we owed, and we owed a lot because I guess the accountant didn't, I guess take out enough taxes. And it was so devastating to us, and we had to figure out how to, you know, scrape together the money that we were like, to hell with this. So I'm done, all right? But for those of you guys scrambling around, and what is it? It's April 18th? Isn't tax day April 15th? But I guess they move. Yeah, I noticed they've been doing that the last few years. You know what? We're going to change it because some of you guys are on holiday or some of you are taking the day off or somebody. So now they go extra. So now April 18th. That's all right. That's all right. All right. So anyway. Oh, by the way, we do have some breaking news. Atsidi Baisa wins the women's race at the Boston Marathon. Apparently, the Boston Marathon's been going on. We already have a winner. Man, I would still be tying my shoes and stretching. I'm like, you know what? I'll catch up with you guys. Anyway, that's the Boston. Sorry, we had some breaking news from the Boston Marathon. All right, so here we go. Now, okay, so it's tax day. Everybody's supposed to be turning in their taxes, supposed to be filing their tax returns, and everybody's going to be kind of grumpy because they're seeing their tax-paying dollars go to everything but what they want. I have hit the same pothole now for 12 years driving home. 12 years, same pothole. Come on, people. Where's my tax dollars going? But there are some freebies we're hearing. USA Today says, here is a guide to the best deals and freebies you could claim today, April 18th. So, Noodles and Company, I guess if you buy an entree, you get a kid's meal free. Kids must be present. Kids are your little deductibles. And actually, that's from April 11th to April 18th. So who knew? And you could use code TAXDAY to get $4 off your order of $10 or more. That's pretty cool. Staples, okay, today, in-store only. Oh, they say shred 5 pounds of paper for free. Oh, come on. What? Okay, shredding paper. I am not going to pay to shred paper. That's ridiculous. Okay, anyway, you can go to Staples and shred your paper for free. I was getting excited that they'd be like $10 off Staples. I was going to run there. Boston Market on tax day. Buy a half chicken individual meal with two sides, a regular fountain drink, cornbread, and a cookie for $10.40. Man, I remember getting groceries for $10.40, right, to feed me for the week. Great American Cookies. They say, here we go, add some dough to your life. Dude, that's funny. You get a free original chocolate chip cookie at a participating store. There's a Great American Cookie about 20 miles away from me. I'll do the drive. I mean, for a free cookie, hot dog on a stick. Get one free original turkey dog on a stick. Oh, turkey dogs. Okay, that they don't really get. I mean, hot dog has to be. I like the Hebrew National, because I'm not supposed to eat pork. I like the Hebrew National 100% beef. You know, there's a mall that has Great American Cookies and a hot dog on a stick. You can just go and eat for free, you know, today. Kona Ice, you get a free tropical shaped ice on tax day. Tweak your zip code to find the location in your community. Tony Roma's. I used to work at Tony Roma's up in Reno. I don't think the location is there anymore. Eat there. Yeah, I was dropping the ribs all the time. Okay. I would like a full slab of ribs. Full! And that'd be like the big beef ribs. And I'm like, man, those are so heavy. Tony Roma's, you can eat there on tax day and receive a coupon for a free slice of red velvet cake. No, they didn't serve red velvet cake back then, but they did have, like, chocolate cake. I remember that because I kept on, like, sneaking some. Office Depot, coupon for 5 pounds of free bulk bin shredding in store again. Sonny's Barbecue, half-price sweet and smoky or house dry-rubbed rib dinners. Wayfair, I don't have a Wayfair. Oh, McDonald's, here we go. Okay, McDonald's in Arizona, Vermont, Colorado, Wyoming, get a free coffee. See? In Dayton, Ohio, and Cincinnati, buy one Big Mac or Quarter Pounder, get the other one for 18 cents. I don't get why 18 cents. Hydro Massage. There's a coupon for that. Outback Steakhouse. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Outback Steakhouse, 15% off your entire check with a coupon on April 18th. Oh, 15% off. That's a lot. Okay. Planet Fitness. Download a coupon from the Planet Fitness site for a free hydro massage. Papa Murphy's, 50% off online orders. Is Papa Murphy's pizza? 50% off. Wow. Hard Rock Cafe. I guess there is a, you get to sing a song on the cafe stage. Ooh, I would do that. Give me the mic. All right. Now, tax day in Maine and Massachusetts ends up being April 19th. Well, la-dee-da. Really, you guys need an extra day. So if you are there in Maine or Massachusetts, there may be a tax day treat for you guys there. So wait till tomorrow if you live in Maine or Massachusetts. Okay, and you want to know what? Okay, I know everybody's like, you know what? You guys are completely missing the point with tax day. No, we're not missing the point. We pay taxes. We pay a lot of taxes. I think it is brilliant that companies out there make it a holiday so they allow us to get some sort of reprieve and free shredding. I'll take it. Thank you, Staples and Office Depot, but I really, really want that free cookie, and I really want that Outback Steakhouse. Okay, guys, we got a lot of medical news when we come back. I have a despondent fan who is really kind of disappointed in me. We'll also talk about how there is e-skin. This e-skin is pretty cool. And as long as I don't have to shave it, I'll wear it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom who is working the dials. All right, so this is an email. I got to leave the name off, and I don't know how, I mean, I know how to respond to this. I just don't know, you know, how I could have changed this. Anyway, the person writes, I was one of the students you inspired years ago to go into medical school, and now I heard you quit medicine. What am I to do? I'm almost done with residency and have looked up to you for years. Dee, really? I was like, really? Did somebody really look? Trust me, man, you need some new idols. He goes, I'm still going to continue with my field, of course, but this changes a picture I've always had to now one that's bleak. Why did you quit medicine? So, it's something like this. Okay, you know, I've been doing radio now for years. And I mean, I know a lot of people listen, but I thought you guys listen to make fun of me and listen and then turn off the radio. I didn't think that I'm inspiring you guys. I mean, have I been inspiring you to eat correctly and eat and, you know, quit smoking and, you know, become a doctor? And I didn't know I was doing that. So that just shows the type of responsibility I have, you know, with this, and that's pretty scary stuff. All right, so first of all, if I did inspire you years ago, then you had to have listened 3 seconds later to hear me, you know, talk about all the trials and tribulations with healthcare and what we doctors go through. I mean, Obamacare has existed pretty much for most of the time I've been on air. So my first answer to you is, I mean, did you just listen to one very small snippet of a show? I mean, I've been complaining about being a doctor for years. But anyway, but I do love being a doctor. I mean, if you were inspired to go into the medical field, then you had to have what I have had, where an innate want to help people. But I didn't quit medicine, okay? We got to get that straight. A lot of you guys think I just got up and quit because I closed down my practice. I instead now make baby doctors into grown-up doctors as a teacher. So now, I know I'm the mommy doctor, Dee. I'm like, I'm Dr. Mommy. And they're like, what are you talking about, woman? Who is she? So what I'm now doing is seeing the 30 patients a day. Let's say I was seeing. Okay? I got to change those 30 lives and maybe the lives of their family members. Now, I get to help thousands upon thousands of lives if I'm helping train these new doctors. So let's get that all through everybody's head. I did not quit medicine. Did I close my practice? Did I quit Obamacare? I don't think you could ever fully quit Obamacare because I still have high deductible with my insurance and you know, the Obamacare system is still this whole system that affects us economically and you know, affects now what we get at an ER. We used to get a lot of tests. Now we can't get the tests because, you know, ER doctors will be penalized and, you know, so, you know, nobody can quote unquote, you know, escape all the changes that are happening. But, you know, closing my practice, I know it disappointed a lot of people. You know, I mean, even my husband was shocked. I wasn't going to. I've never really officially wanted to quit anything. I like to hold multiple jobs. But there was no way to do full-time radio, full-time teaching, and maintain a private practice. There was no way. And I was very, very honored when a Dr. Purves wanted to come and see my patients, and I'm getting amazing reviews on him, and he's been doing phenomenal. And so I officially closed my practice. And it, I do, I feel sad. I, you know, you always have regret. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, people, they, once they leave, they're like, see ya. But you know, with this, I've had real long relationships with these patients. I mean, 16 years of private practice. You know, I mean, I've spoken to my patients more than I've spoken to my husband. I mean, you know, you really start to bond and you learn so much. I mean, and you know, things will happen in my life. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, I gotta tell, you know, Brad that, or I gotta tell, you know, Myra that. And, you know, because you know that that's what they're into. All my Dallas Cowboy fan peeps out there. You know, I wanted to show them. I got some decoration for my new office. I'm like, oh my God, you got to see this Dallas Cowboy thing I got. You know, and so, you as a medical student or whatever, if I was going to inspire you or inspire anybody, it's, you know, make sure not a day goes by when you aren't doing what you really want to do. I'm not saying cheat on your wife or anything, but in terms of do what you really want to do in life. If you're going into medicine because you want to help people, and you start to realize that you're not helping people to the degree that you want to help people, because your insurance won't let you do this referral, or you're too busy doing paperwork, or you're too busy, and you just really want to help people, then just do it. You know, whether it's through medicine or whether it's through a charity or whether it's, you know, for me, I don't want to use the word addiction, but I have to be working on some sort of a charity cause or some sort of a community service every day. If not, I feel guilty. And that's not very specific to my religion or anything like that. I mean, it doesn't say in the Bible you have to do, you know, charity on an every single day basis, but in a way, you know, a lot of us already do that, but I have to feel like I'm working on something. Like, for example, Nevada Blood Donation Day. Nevada Blood Donation Day is coming up this weekend on Saturday, and I am still working on trying to get blood donation days done throughout the country. I just have to get a team together. If you want to be on that team, please email me at drdahlia.com. We want to get a California State Blood Donation Day, an Oregon State Blood Donation Day, a Maine State Blood Donation Day, because blood supplies are low, all right? And why not have a day, get the governor to decree it, and shall it be written, so shall it be done. So a lot of thanks to Governor Sandoval and his office for getting Nevada Blood Donation Day, again, second year in a row, solidified. So we have blood mobiles deployed all over the state on Saturday the 23rd, so we could collect blood for the state and for our local hospitals, etc. So that's gonna that Nevada Blood Donation Day is gonna end the night of 23rd. Well, then I'm gonna start feeling a little sad, and I'm gonna have to come up with something else to work on. So that's just me. I mean, and I'm not saying that because I want everyone to think I'm a good person. Trust me, I have sinned. I mean, I'm gonna have a lot of explaining to do, right, when it's time to depart this beautiful earth. But God forbid that happens. I want to still stay here. But when it comes to charity and doing charity, I just have to feel like I'm doing something. I have to. And maybe I'm overdoing it, but it's something I like to do. All right. And so, you know, we got Tark Toy Drive. We got Nevada Blood Donation Day. We're going to be doing this big thing for teachers, at the end of the summer. So that kind of stuff. So if I could, just because I closed down my practice, that doesn't mean you can't have a rewarding career in medicine. You could teach like I'm doing. Oh my gosh, I love teaching. I taught a medical Spanish course on Sunday. I had no problem coming to work on a Sunday. I couldn't wait. And these kids said, yeah, please, can we do this on another Sunday? And I mean, I couldn't wait to work on a Sunday to do something like that. It's amazing stuff. And so you're going to help people. And while you're in a career, you're going to realize that maybe private practice is your thing or it's not your thing, or working for a hospital is your thing or working for a hospital is not your thing, just like with any job you guys go after. But if you if you stop and realize, and I did a couple years back, that I could not do all the awesome I want to do, then you need to make a change. And it was God's guidance, because I didn't think about teaching until the medical schools approached me. And when the medical schools started approaching me, because we were having two that are opening up, a new ones are opening up, I was like, oh, wait a second. So then when I spoke to Shelley Berkeley at Touro, and Touro is a university in Nevada, it's in California, New York, they're globally, it was a perfect fit. It was like meant to be. So, you know, again, I apologize if anybody thinks I abandoned them as patients. I apologize if anybody thinks I abandoned them as an inspiration, but listen, you need to be flexible and you need to keep your eye on your goal. And if your goal is to help people and you don't think you're able to do it, or your goal is to perform medicine. I've seen tons of people. They'll close a private practice to work for somebody. I'm like, why would you work for somebody? They could fire you. Go, because I can actually do medicine. All day long I could do medicine. I don't have to do paperwork like you're doing. I don't have to manage staff like you're doing. I'm like, oh God, that would be nice. You know, so it's that, you know, and again, you guys will falter. You know, anybody in the medical field will stop and doubt themselves. I did. I go, can I really do this? Can I really, you know, and some people are doubting me. Really? You're going to be teaching students? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so e-skin or electronic skin is on the way. Now, many of us are like, do we really need electronic skin? You know what? Everything is electronic these days. And I'm looking at this. And it's to me, it looks like a pulse oximeter. You know when you, put your finger in a little pulse ox and it picks up the oxygen? So it kind of looks like that. But what we want, I guess, from a consumer standpoint is we want something that we just wear and it'll tell us our heart rate, it'll tell us our blood sugar, it'll give us all this, it'll sense what's going on the inside without being bulky. So, hence, Japanese researchers have taken a step closer now to creating electronic skin, which they call e-skin. They're employing flexible electronics that could be worn as a second skin for biomedical and other applications. Their aim is to have e-skin eventually become as much a part of our daily lives as the clothes we wear. If it eventuates, athletes will use e-skin to view their heart rates, sugar levels, and work rate. So while you're running and, you know, without having anything bulky, because you can't run around with a pulse ox. Not run around track. It can provide doctors with continuous data on patients' vital signs without the need for repeatedly watching or removing the medical equipment. And then a lot of us can use it like our Fitbits. So engineers could put their tablets down when doing tricky repair work and instead view maintenance procedures displayed on their arms. So it's an ultra-thin, flexible, non-constraining skin-level electronic, according to Takayo Samaya, head of the research group seeking to develop e-skin at the University of Tokyo's Graduate School of Engineering. Wearable electronics, though, they say is nothing new. Google Glasses, you know, Fitbits. So the problem is, they say, there's been flexible electronic devices, but they can't do well in open air or damp conditions. Plastic substrates a lot of times need certain things to support them to make them still pliable. Sometimes they get limited in their flexibility. Dr. Samaya's group has developed an ultra-thin, ultra-flexible protective film to enable the wearing of a multifunction polymer light emitting diode display and organic photo detectors. All right, and the film is composed of alternating layers of a ceramic material, silicon oxynitrite, and pyrrolene, a polymer coating. Sounds delicious. If you bite your hangnails, all right, you can't eat this stuff. I know a lot of you guys eat your nails and then eat your hangnails and you chew on your skin. Some of you guys just sit there and eat the insides of your mouth. I know you do that. Anyway, according to Samaya, it protects the electronics and rubber-based elastic substrate from oxygen and water vapor, so it extends their lifetime from a few hours, which is kind of what many of these can only last, now to several days. The overall thickness of the device is only 3 microns. Now, 3 microns is 3 millionths of a meter, which is 10 times thinner than our skin. Wow. I'm pretty thick-skinned, though. The researchers have integrated green and red PLEDs with the photo detectors to fabricate a reflective pulse oximeter, which basically measures the oxygen concentration in your blood. Red and green pleds shine directly onto the finger, and the light reflected back from inside the finger is picked up by the photo detector, and it measures oxygen. Then there's a readout, and it's cool. I posted it on, it should be on my Facebook, okay, on today's medical headlines. So go to my Facebook and Twitter for that. By the way, another thing that's on my Facebook and Twitter is, apparently somebody did a time lapse, not even a time lapse video, a 2-hour video of the Titanic sinking. It's chilling. I didn't sit and watch it for the 2 hours, but I posted this on the Dr. Dahlia Show Facebook page and Twitter. I guess it's an animation. There's even some sounds to it. There's atmospheric sounds, and the video begins. It's a recreation of 11:39 p.m. on April 14th, 1912, as the crew on board the Titanic spot the iceberg for the first time. A minute later, the iceberg strikes, and the ship is seen, I guess, lumbering along till 12 a.m. Then it comes to a halt. Then you see the lifeboats are ordered to prepare and the passengers, you know. And then it charts the progress of the orchestra from their starting position, the first class lounge. So it actually goes through. I didn't have time to see the whole thing. But, wow. And then you see it topple over at the end. And it's, you can even hear screams. It was let me see who gets credit for this. They're not giving it the name. I'm not seeing it. It just says animated video. I don't know, but it's on my Facebook, so hopefully you guys could see at the end why if it says who did this. There's a website, and again, they don't even give the website name, so I apologize. I don't have that on here. But it was pretty chilling, so if you guys take a look at that, it just, wow. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A little chilling in political news. Apparently, there are thousands of voters who registered for the wrong party in California, the wrong political party. They say tens of thousands of voters, including Demi Moore, Emma Stone, have accidentally registered as members of a small conservative party in California. The LA Times said that a telephone survey of 500 members of the American Independent Party found that nearly 3 of 4 members did not realize that they had enrolled in a political party that, according to Fox News, opposes abortion rights, same-sex marriage, and calls for building a fence along the southern U.S. border. And the party's called the American Independent Party. So they probably thought they were registering as an independent. And that's how they ended up getting, I don't think that's any surprise to the makers of the party. The newspaper said voters were confused by the use of the word independent in the party's name. In California, voters who do not want to register with any party must check a box on a registration form for no party preference. So this mistake could have prevented lots of people from casting their votes in the California's June 7th primary. The Times reported that many who made the mistake was Demi Moore, Sugar Ray Leonard. Apparently, Demi Moore has contributed money to and campaigned for President Obama. And according to a representative for Moore, they go, Demi Moore is not, nor has ever been, a member of the American Independent Party. So that must stink from a PR standpoint. That's interesting. So she contributed money and campaigned for President Obama, but she registered for something that she thought appeared to be independent. That's kind of interesting. Anyway, so let me see here if there's anybody else that got mixed up with this. Patrick Schwarzenegger, son of former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't even say Arnold Schwarzenegger is I completely forgot he was governor. Yeah, you just think he's, you know, because you keep watching his movies. He registered to vote in 2013. He selected the American Independent Party, and a family spokesman said Schwarzenegger plans to change his registration, not the dad, but him. So according to the state Secretary of State's office, the party has about 472,000 members, or 2.7% of the statewide. They will only be allowed to vote for candidates on the party's ballot. The Republicans will have a closed primary, and the Democrats will allow unaffiliated voters to participate. So I guess they got to figure this out and change by May 23rd. And, it's not a surprise. Just another cluster in this whole political circus that we have. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. This article caught my eye. I don't think I'm the most high class elegant, aristocrat type of person out there, okay? I think I'm very practical. So there's an article out there talking about what your home says about your social class. And there's an etiquette expert that reveals the 12 items you should never own in your house. Because if you do, it can make you look less classy. Now, you could just imagine that when I looked at this, I was like, oh my gosh, all right. So he says here, our home and the possessions they contain, William Hansen is the etiquette expert. Our home and the possessions we contain can reveal a lot about our social character. A house is a reflection on one's personality, breeding, and aspirations, so it's fair game to critique, comment, and pass judgment on what others freely chose to own. Okay, I like a lot of Sesame Street. I have some Minion stuff. I don't really have a lot of art. I love art. I just don't spend the money on it. So when you walk into my house, there's a lot of cat stuff, dog stuff. The furniture really doesn't like all completely match. But the backyard, which you see from the front when you walk into the house, there's a pool, there's a hot tub, and there's grass. And so it looks like I really like being outdoors. I like green. I like water. And I don't really care about the living room because I'm never in the living room. Okay, so I guess, your home tells a lot about you. Okay, so first they say hot tub. Okay? According to him, why anyone in sound mind would want to spend an evening mutually soaking with a group of flabby friends whilst microscopic chunks of epidermis float past is a continual conundrum. Okay, so this is an etiquette expert. I think hot tubs are amazing, but now that I think about it, I mean, you are getting into hot water. You are getting into a tub with other people's dirt. But you see, to me, I love hot tubs. In fact, the final move that me and my husband want to do is downsize like crazy, where we just have a two-bedroom apartment or a two-bedroom condo completely paid off, okay? So we don't have to have any mortgage. And just after the kids move out, and maybe a place for grandkids. You know, maybe we'll get, and I'll probably a studio. So now it's a three-bedroom. Yeah, because I'm going to do the studio out of my place again, because I really liked having a studio at my house. That was pre-recession days, having a whole big room, my studio and microphones. It was so nice. But anyway, so we'll get a three-bedroom apartment, but I want a hot tub. I don't need a pool, okay? I don't need to be swimming around in the pool, but I really like a hot tub. I do. And it's not because I don't get into a hot tub with other friends anymore. I'm at that age now where, no. Okay, so anyway. So already he thinks I'm less classy. A big television. He says the size of a house's main television is pretty much the acid test in social class. The bigger the television, the more down market the establishment. Big is not beautiful. Okay, I disagree with that. Okay, he says, never any larger than 38 inches. Okay, I disagree. I mean, I like big televisions because I'm getting older and older. Our television is, I don't think it's bigger than that. I think it's smaller. But it's, I guess a big, huge television screen doesn't look classy. I don't know. I know a lot of rich people and they got big. A movie room. Okay, I've always wanted a movie room. I've always wanted a movie room where you could sit there and you have a screen and you have, because I love watching movies. And you have the Lazy Boy chairs and popcorn. I love movie rooms. He says, nope, don't have a cinema room. He said, a television that's too large is nothing in comparison to a room that actually has one wall totally occupied by and dedicated to a projector screen. We can't afford to do anything like that, but that's something I've always wanted to do, have a movie room. And in fact, you know, it's really not that expensive to do. What you do is you take a room of your house, okay, paint the walls black, but before you do that, you get a wood, you go to Home Depot, because one of my friends did this, and you make a small wood stage. And the wood stage could maybe be, I don't know, 6x8, maybe, even 4x8. And you put that in the back, have a row of seats on that. Then you have a row of seats on, okay, so I don't know, maybe 4x8x2, maybe. Then you have the row of seats in front, but they could be alternated so nobody's head is in the way. And now you have a little bit of a stadium seating. So you have two rows of chairs, one planked up. The room is completely covered in black, some blackout curtains. You get one of those inexpensive popcorn machines. You have a little area for a bar, and you have a bunch of beanbags on the side for kids that want to sit on the floor, a lot of extra blankies and pillows, and there's your movie room. And I got to tell you, when you want to sell a house, if you do that right, it's not expensive, and you have an extra room in the house, rather than making it look like a guest room, turn it into a movie room. I think it really helps the sale. In fact, when we sold our house with the studio, I think the studio had a lot to do with it. You had a room that was completely soundproofed, and it's like, wow. And he was like, you know what, I could do my stuff in this room. An oversized fridge. They go, if you have an oversized fridge that looks ridiculous, Okay, I got two teenage boys, plus a dog, plus a bunch of cats. I need that fridge stocked, so no. Grand piano. A lot of us have a grand piano in the room, and we never play it, and we sit there. And I mean, grand pianos used to look classy. They say now, no. You know, he said I wouldn't put it in the house. Okay, well, a flagpole. Okay, I like flagpoles. I love having a big American flag so everybody in my neighborhood knows that I love this great country of ours. God bless the USA, and I will take you on any day if you want to refute that. So I would love that. Apparently not the classiest thing. All right. Then they say mirrored furniture. They say mirrored furniture. Also, a lot of upkeep and effort because you gotta, you know, always buffer the glass and make it nice. They say oak or mahogany furniture is smarter and carries more. No. Oak or that's not what I'm going for. I'm going for modern. I want mirrors all over the place so I can clean my teeth. I mean, if I'm sitting there eating and I'm talking to somebody, I need to check that I don't have a boogie or I don't have food in my teeth. So mirrors all the way. Okay, so already he probably thinks I'm the least classy. Patio heaters. Okay, patio heaters outside look like you're more middle class. Well, you know what? I am so proud of being middle class. Great. I love patio because it's cold outside. I want to be outside. Family portraits on canvas. Apparently, that's another thing you don't want to have running around at the house. I have to admit, I've been to some fancy schmancy rich homes, and you don't see a lot of pictures. You don't see a lot of family members in pictures. And so that is... That's a concern. We got a big family picture, you know. I mean, I know it's not very aesthetic looking, but it's our family and that's how we look. All right, tough. Fridge magnets. Oh, come on. I love fridge magnets. He says no. Okay, upper class refrigerators are free of these. So if you want to look upper class, no fridge magnets. Okay, that's ridiculous. Come on. I love those. Wall-to-wall carpeting is another no-no. You usually do a wood floor with a rug thrown over it. I love wall-to-wall carpet. I think it's good. And then coasters. I guess you don't have coasters there. I don't really have coasters, but my tables have the rings on it. They really do. So, yeah. Okay, so I guess if he wants it to my house, he would think I was the least classy lady. Well, you know what? Poo on you. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOG-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.